Good morning, good people. It is 4th October 2020. We celebrate the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The readings are from Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 to 7. The second reading is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 9. And the Gospel from Matthew chapter 21, verse 33 to 43. We celebrate the feast of St. Francis of Assisi, the founder of Franciscan families. Wishing you all a happy feast of St. Francis, Trowbearer of Peace. May his intercession help us to respect everyone as brothers and sisters and protect the Mother Earth. A man went to heaven. He claimed a place in heaven. Looking at him, God said, "What have you brought? Why should I allow you into heaven?" And he said, "My hands are clean." And God looked at his hands and he said, "Yes, your hands are clean. Yes, your life is clean, but it is empty." As we have just listened to all three readings, let us not think that God is fed up with us. God continues to trust and entrust the vineyard to us, whether it is our life or the church or our family. We are the vineyard of the Lord. As the vineyard belongs to the Lord, so are we. Whether we a nation, a community, or a family, or an individual, we all have that responsibility towards God. The question from the first reading allows us to think, what could I have done for my vineyard that I have not done? God is asking us, I have done so much in your personal life, in your family, in your workplace, and why you are not fruitful still? And further, Isaiah is asking another question, I expected my vineyard to yield grapes, why did it yield sour grapes instead? We are just tenants. God is the owner of our life and expects fruits from our life. God expects social and economic justice from us to all. As we are here in the church and as we listen today, let us examine and see what kind of grapes are we. Are we sour with the anger, hatred, vengeance and indifference, or are we sweet with the love, peace and joy of the Holy Spirit? In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah compares the vineyard to us, the people of God. God shows God's disappointment seeing the harvest after all that God has done so meticulously and lovingly. Vineyard is used more frequently as a metaphor for God's people. Jesus resonates the first reading with the Isaiah's theme. God is the owner. The people are the one who leased the vineyard. The leaders and people refused to listen to the prophets. The owner sent his son, thinking that they would respect him. But what they did with the son Jesus, they killed him. The context is the Holy Week. A few days before his passion, Jesus chided the religious leaders and priests by sharing today's parable. The metaphor in Isaiah is sour grapes, while in the Gospel, the abundance and the harvest. When the tenant wanted to have the land for themselves, the problem started. The responsorial psalm praises, "The vineyard of the Lord is the house of the Lord." Psalm 79. I would like to reflect under the three titles, vineyard. Church is the vineyard of the Lord. God is infinitely good, patient, and merciful in dealing with us, opposed to growing ingratitude and indifference and colossal abuse of the vineyard. God requires our cooperation in bringing the best. The kingdom of God is being neglected by us. It belongs to God. Who is messing it? Someone, something is messing this a productive land to become a sour and unfertile. God wants to tell that since the chosen ones did not take care of it, we are the new chosen ones to take care of it. Paul tells the Galatians, love, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control are the fruits needed for the growth and development. Isaiah and Jesus ask the question same way. What is going on and who is messing it? The violence and greed are manifested in injustice as the wild are sour grapes. God is interested in people who wishes to hear. John chapter 15 verse 5. I am the vine and you are the branches. Abide in me and you will bear much fruit. A church and a family of God cannot remain indifferent without working for justice and economic justice. When the vineyard of a poor person was encroached in the story of Jezebel and King Ahab, people did not stand up for the poor man. Pope Francis said back in March that God is not judging us, but rather inviting us to judge what is important to us. Family is the vineyard of the Lord. As we are on the first Friday and just celebrated, and we are celebrating the Feast of St. Francis, we must be thankful that we are capable of being productive. To be productive, we need to be peaceful. A family that prays together thinks and bears fruit together. Some are exhausted physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We begin to say things that are painful to each other and more than ever. Planting vineyard is a creating relationship, just like creating a family. It is a long-term investment and labor. At least 3 years for a vineyard to give fruit. Justice and fruitful life are the one God expects from us. To be fair with the community, family, and one another, God goes out to the fullest to make the people of God to be fruitful. People bore thorns and wild grapes. God cultivated, plowed, cared, protected, and preserved, yet the fruits were desireless. God is interested in long-term relationship with each one of us in our family. Dr. Wayne Dyer, he says we need to notice what is there. Why are we focusing on what is missing in our family, in other members? What we focus get expanded all the time. Feelings come from thoughts. Find them doing things right. Most of the times, what is our problem? We find people doing things wrong. And because our mind is full of wrong things, it is so easy to give when we keep our thoughts fruitful. When our thoughts are sour, our actions cannot be fruitful. What we think, we expand. Lastly, we are in the vineyards today as a person. Paul recommends a set of Christian virtues need to practice personally as whatever is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, and gracious, and anything worthy of praise that pleases God. Are we the poor tenants too? We are called to produce fruits. Have we disappointed God in any way? Refusal to change, and we are stubborn sometimes. They are self-confident, corrupt, luxurious living also contribute to all these things. Only person who wants to change is a baby with a dirty napkin. The elders and chief priests during the time of Jesus failed to learn. And Jesus reminds us, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. As we remember this day of blessing with St. Francis of Assisi, let us pray for all the Franciscans that they may become the true servants of peace, promoting peace in the vineyard of the Lord. Let us also learn to listen and allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit to be fruitful vineyard of the Lord. May you have a good day. God bless you.